Welcome to Lay's Little Golden Books. I hope you all enjoy today's story, and perhaps one day when your kids are grown, they will share these timeless stories with their own children. McKids, New Kid in School, by Ellen Patrick, illustrated by Alice Peterson. A Little Golden Book. Dear Jessica, we had a new kid in school today. His name is Jin. He is from China and doesn't speak English very well. I like him, but am afraid my friends will make fun of me if I am nice to him. What should I do? Your pen pal, Michael. P.S. Here is a picture of me and my dog, Kareem. Dear Michael, the same thing happened to me when Angelita moved in down the street. Angelita is my best friend, but it didn't start out that way. At first, everyone thought Angelita was weird. She talks with an accent because she's from Mexico. She brings funny-looking food for lunch, like these rolled-up things called tortillas. She gets up early every day to go to church, and she helps her grandma take care of her four little brothers and sisters after school while her mom and dad are at work. One day, Angelita asked me to sit with her at lunch. In her lunchbox, she had a fried banana. She asked me if I wanted some. I wanted to try it, but I knew my friends were watching, so I said, "Yuck, no, only weirdos eat fried bananas." Then I walked away, but I felt bad for the rest of the day. At recess, Angelita asked if she could play in the kickball game. "Okay, banana girl," they teased her. I sat by myself under a tree and watched. I was surprised that she played so well. She even kicked a home run. On the way home, Angelita asked to sit next to me on the bus. TJ, a big bully in our class, sat behind us and made fun of her. I told him, "Leave us alone." That made TJ mad. After I got off the bus, he yelled out the window, "Jess is a mess. Jess is a mess." I ran to my house, went upstairs to my room, and slammed the door. I cried and cried. When my mom asked what was wrong, I couldn't explain. The next day at recess, some of the kids asked Angelita to be on their kickball team. She said she would play if I could be on her team, too. "Okay, we'll take old Jess the mess," said that big bully TJ. I wanted to cry and run away, but Angelita hung onto my arm and said something in Spanish. Then she gave me a piece of gum. Later on the bus, Angelita asked me to come over after school. I even stayed for dinner. Angelita helped her grandma cook it. When her mom and dad got home from work, we had rice and beans and those rolled-up tortilla things. Then Angelita's mom brought out a plate of, you guessed it, fried bananas. Angelita's mom told us that in Cuba, where she used to live, everybody loves fried bananas. In Spanish, they call them plátanos. When Angelita's mom handed me the plate of bananas, Angelita told her, "Jessica doesn't like fried bananas." But I said, "I'll try one." Everybody was watching me. I didn't want to look dumb in front of Angelita's whole family. Guess what? I liked the fried banana. A lot. Angelita thought that was so funny. She couldn't stop laughing. Finally, she said that if I liked them so much, she would show me how to make them, if I would show her how to make pizza. Now Angelita and I do everything together. We ride the bus to school together, eat lunch together, and ride home together. She showed me how to plant tomatoes and sew a potholder. I help her with her reading and writing in English. Angelita did show me how to make fried bananas, but I didn't know how to make pizza. I asked my mom, and she showed us how. My mom makes the best pizza in the world. I guess because she's the best mom in the world. Angelita calls me her amiga favorita. In Spanish, that means I'm her best friend. I just call her Ange. That means she's my best friend, too. For my birthday, Mom let me have a sleepover with Angelita and two other friends, Chantal and Sabra. We played music and danced and stayed up really late. For my birthday present, Angelita gave me a jacket she made all by herself with a little help from her mom. On the back, her mom stitched the words, just the mess. It's my favorite thing that I own. I wear it to school every day. When I asked Angelita one time why she was friends with me, she just laughed and said, "Because you are Jess, the very greatest mess." That made me feel good, the way she said it. So, Michael, my answer to your letter is that you should make friends with the new boy, Jin. You never know, he might end up being your very greatest best friend. Your pen pal, Jessica. P.S. Here is a picture of me in my cool jacket with Angelita. P.P.S. Write again soon. The end.